I'm in the 9th ward in New Orleans. I've come to BJ's Lounge. Yes, BJ's Lounge. It's a little blues bar, and it's the home of a guy called Little Freddie King that I've come to see. He's been here all his life, born in 1940, and he's famous for his style known as Gut Bucket Blues. Gutsy, lo-fi, stripped down, unpretentious. Little Freddie's 1970 recording, Harmonica Williams and Little Freddie King, is believed to be the first electric blues album recorded in New Orleans. So I've come to get a real taste of it for myself and to hear what he's like as a live musician. He's got quite a reputation. He's got a new CD coming out this March. It's called Gotta Walk With Da King. It's a live CD recorded at the annual Thirsty Ear Festival in New Mexico. Captures the real Duke Joint Blues on the festival stage. You can hear some of his music at Squaw Blues. BJ's Lounge in the 9th Ward in New Orleans. I've been soaking up the atmosphere waiting for Little Freddie King to come on later. I'm here with a toilet attendant, one-legged Willie Williamson. Willie, you able to tell me something about what it's like been working at BJ's Lounge all these years? You must have seen some greats come through here.
You English?
Yes, I am, yes.
You must know that Andre Agassi, the white boy, Plimsolls.
You mean the drummer from Blind Boy Willy Wonkers?
No, he played the game with a bracket and a nip.
Oh, right, okay. So, bluesman, who have you seen? Who's good? Who do you remember?
Well, we see all the greats come through here at BJ's Lounge. And I'll tell you why. Because BJ's is not just the name of the lounge.
What's the name come from?
It's owned by a big Bobby Johnson.
Oh.
And he likes to... We've had all the greats through here. Or some of your English boys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Reg Zeppelin, he was here once. Yeah, Rick Meggett, Keith Richard. I see all the big stars. Because every man's the same when he's crouching poised over a toilet, pants around his ankles. You know, his calves are aching because there's no seat and you don't want to fall in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
I can see, the traps here, they look like they've seen better days.
I seen them all, I counted them all in and I counted them all back out again. Each get a spray of old one leg special perfume and a complimentary mint.
So whether it's Keith Richards or Hick Jagger, all the blues guys, they're all levelled in here, right? You've seen them all taken out.
They're all levelled, but you can see on the wall that some of them are not as level as others. I wouldn't want to say the blues was a pissing contest, but let's be honest, this is a contest.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, tonight I'm going to hear some really good blues by another great guy. I've no idea what he's like in the toilet, but I'm sure he's going to be amazing on stage. Or I should say Little Freddie King, not to be confused with Big Freddie King from Chicago. Tonight's Little Freddie King.
He ain't so little.
There you go. This is Messing Around the House by Little Freddie King. And This is a little remix by Martin Gross, otherwise known as DJ Tino Gross. And this is quite a nice example of New Orleans fusion. This is a modern version of the blues. Messing Around the House by Little Freddie King.
Hey, you want me?
Heritage Tour, bigpaws.co.uk. I'm on the road.